Let's talk a little bit, Elizabeth Esty, Democrat of Connecticut's 5th District. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Trump and the Russians. My instincts, my chill that I'm getting from the Trump-Russia investigation is so alarming.
Well, like many Americans, I've been riveted by the testimony that's been coming out in the Senate and House hearings. And I can tell you, since last fall and early winter, we were getting briefings in Congress about the extent of Russian involvement in trying to influence our elections. So I think part of what's getting lost in this is that is just a fact. Russia was attempting to and intervene to influence our elections, and they've been doing it in other countries as well. And that is something that this country needs to deal with, and that should not be a partisan issue. That's irrespective of which party controls which house, who's in the presidency, the person or the party, because this is about America. This is about defending our country from foreign governments, particularly at best frenemies. I mean, let's be clear, Russia is not our friend. Russia may be somebody we work with on certain issues, trying to establish Middle East peace where we can, have stability in the world, but they are also our adversaries. They do not wish us well when they intervene in our elections. That is not their goal.
So let me ask you, if it could be proven, and I think we have an ace investigator looking at this right now, if it could be proven that there was collusion between Trump or between Trump's campaign and the Russians, and that's why Trump was so protective of Flynn, who is in so much trouble right now, General Flynn, would you be willing to vote for impeachment on that basis?
Well, I think there are a lot of ifs in that, and it's way too soon. Here's what I think, Alan. The I word we need to be focused on now here is independent investigation. I am really pleased that such a consummate, respected, experienced professional, longtime head of the FBI, former Director Mueller, is in charge of this investigation. He is widely respected for a good reason. He's a man of integrity, and he's dogged, and he will pursue the trails wherever they lead. And I think once we have facts out, then there'll be time to decide what we do about them. But make no mistake, we do need to do something about Russia's meddling in our elections. That, at the very least, whether there was involvement, knowledge of, or collusion, regardless of any of those pieces, we will need to do something. We need to understand what Russia was doing, and we need to protect ourselves going forward. And that's one of the reasons why I think we really should be appointing and naming a blue ribbon commission like we had with 9/11, for sort of forward-going recommendations for Congress and for the country about how to protect ourselves in the future, what our vulnerabilities are. And we did that after 9/11, and in fact, Congress adopted almost every single recommendation. And it's really worked to help keep us safer, and we need to be doing that in this. And I'm worried a bit that this is seen as so partisan that this crucial point about Russia's influence into our electoral process or other countries who might try to do the same thing would get lost or would be dismissed as a partisan battle as opposed to one about defending American democracy.
Okay. I know that you don't like ifs, but here's an if for you. If Donald Trump figures out a way to fire this man of great integrity, Mueller, what should be done? Because I think, by the way, there's a very good chance he will do exactly that.
Well, I will be extremely displeased and unhappy if that happens. I think that would be a huge mistake. And I think that would be viewed with great concern and alarm by members of Congress on both sides of the aisle.
Do you think the Democrats can take the House in 2018, particularly after we saw what happened with Ossoff in Georgia's special election?
Well, let's start with the Georgia election first, with Georgia 6. That is a deeply, deeply red district. You know, my view is both parties, frankly, but as a Democrat, I think you should make a play for every seat, everywhere, every time. That if you think you have better ideas and better candidates, you run good candidates with good ideas in every single congressional district and in every single Senate election and every governorship and every mayor's race and every school board race. That's the way democracy works. And you should never shy away from making that case to voters everywhere in the country. Now, let's be clear. You know, Tom Price, who had held that seat till he went over to be a new cabinet secretary for HHS, he had won by over 20 points. So that was an incredibly heavy lift and very ambitious to think it could be done. Frankly, I think all of us are a little queasy about the amount of money that went into a single congressional race. But I don't think anybody should read too much into it on either side in that. You know, the American people want to see results, and they want to know that who's going to stand with them, who's going to fight for them, who's going to be working to make sure people have a chance at good jobs that pay good wages, that can feed families, that education is affordable and available to all Americans, that health care is affordable and available to help us stay healthy or get healthy. Those are the basics that people want to know and that keep America safe in the world. That's what I talk about, and that's what I work on every day. And I work to be delivering results. So if the Democratic Party is delivering results and keeping on those messages, with good candidates, I think we have a real possibility to, you know, have a significant shift of seats in 2018. People who are going to get things done.
Did you learn anything from this particular election? For example, run people in the same district? You know, I'm just giving you, I would have a long laundry list. It's always post hoc, post hoc, as Cuomo used to tell me. But did you learn anything? When you spoke with your family and said, this is what I think they did wrong, what did they do wrong, the Democrats?
I'm not sure that they did. You know, they might have overhyped the likelihood of being able to win in what is a deeply Republican seat that has not been held by a Democrat for decades. So it was, again, very ambitious. And I find sometimes when there's a lot of energy and a lot of excitement, that may not give you the clearest cold-eye assessment of likelihood of success. But I'm not going to rain on somebody's enthusiasm. You know, you need to have enthusiasm and you need to try hard. I think that may have made people think that it was more likely to be able to happen than probably a clear-eye analysis.
Well, we're almost out of time here, but let me ask you real quickly. So how about all that money that came in from the rest of the country? Does that disincentivize the Republicans in the district? Does it make them angry?
Everybody says they don't like outside money coming in. I will tell you that. And I will tell you, Ellen, we need campaign finance reform. I have run and won as a challenger. I ran and lost as an incumbent under a publicly financed system. It does a lot to level the playing field. It's much better for democracy. It's not perfect, but it's way better than where we are in these federal races. And I will continue to fight for that because that's got to be changed.
We've been talking to the remarkable Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty, Democrat of Connecticut's 5th District. Elizabeth, keep doing what you're doing. We so appreciate your being with us.
Thanks so much.